Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
The following podcast contains explicit language.
So what happened?
So my salad, which by the way is a salad I have, you know, three times a week, I now realize has fucking sugar all over it in these walnuts, so I can't eat that. So then I go to the commissary. There's literally nothing good on the salad bar that I can eat. Like, there's no possible way to make a decent salad from that commissary. So then I get vegan gluten-free chili, literally put my tongue on the spoon, and I can tell it's loaded with sugar. It's like all sugar. So I'm really thrilled to be sugar-free. Thrilled. Love it.
Hi, and welcome to Happier in Hollywood, the podcast about how to be happier, healthier, saner, more creative, more successful, and more productive in a backbiting, superficial, chaotic, unpredictable, fundamentally insane world. I'm Sarah Fain, a TV writer and producer living in LA, and with me is my high school friend and writing partner of 18 years, Liz.
That's me, Liz Craft. On this podcast, we talk about being writers in Hollywood, how we balance a career and friendship, and how to survive the war of attrition that is life in Los Angeles.
This week, we will reveal our team word for 2018, the word that will define the next 12 months of our career and hopefully beyond. And then, like a lot of you, I'm doing a year of no sugar, so we're going to dive into that. It's going, Liz, how would you say it's going?
It seems like you mostly want to slam doors and kick holes in the wall around lunchtime. So
that's a fair assessment. Yes.
It's a sight. We'll also share an environmentally friendly Hollywood hack. And then our assistant, Mary, has a Real Housewives celebrity sighting, which is, of course, very exciting for me.
Yes. Before we get to all that, Liz, I have to give you credit for being right about something.
Mm.
So I was talking a few weeks ago about how much I love riding my stationary bike in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it was probably that I was enjoying the book I was reading on the bike, not so much the bike itself.
Yes, pairing.
Yes.
Putting those two things together made you enjoy the bike.
Right. And I was like, no, I really like the bike. And then I finished the book, which was The Nature Fix, which I think I posted on Instagram. It's such a good book. And I realized that you were so right. It is not the bike. It's the book, for sure. And so I was really struggling with finding a book that would get me on the bike again.
Yeah.
So I asked our Facebook group for help. And oh, my God, I love our Facebook group.
They delivered big time. You got over 100 book recommendations. It was like
a deluge.
Yes. It was just so many amazing book recommendations.
A tsunami of books. Memoirs, parenting, fiction. I'm going to be reading and biking like into the next decade. So thank you for the pairing insight. You were so right. And thanks to our Happier in Hollywood Facebook group friends. And if you're not in the group yet, just search for Happier in Hollywood on Facebook and request to join. Easy as pie.
Okay, let's dive into From the Treadmill Desk Of, in which we discuss what's most pressing in our work psyches.
Yes.
And today it's picking our team word for 2018.
Bum, 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 bum.
Eek. Or ta-da.
Yeah, ta-da. Let's go ta-da. Okay, so last spring, we picked a mantra for the development season, and that mantra was relentlessly entertaining.
Yes.
And we really focused on that. I think it's been very successful.
Yes. We're like, is this page relentlessly entertaining? Is this page relentlessly entertaining? Is this pitch relentlessly? We constantly discuss it. And I think we've achieved relentless entertainment.
I 100% agree. So now we're heading into 2018. And we want to choose a word as our team word that encapsulates how we're going to conduct ourselves professionally, what we want to get out of this year.
Yeah. Now, we always pick a personal word for the year. Mm-hmm. This year, my word is control.
I love that.
Yeah. but I love that we're picking a professional word for the year as a team because we've never done that before, and it feels so purposeful.
Yes.
You know, like we're really heading somewhere.
We're setting our intention going into the year.
Yes. So now we have to pick our word. So we've been thinking about it. Mm-hmm. What's your pitch?
I was thinking brave. You know, at the top of the stairs in my house, I have a big painting that says be fearless. The one word version of that is brave. Just as like an attitude,
a way
to kind of dive into things.
Brave is good. It's always good to be brave.
Yeah.
Now, the word I was thinking of is expand.
Oh.
Because I feel like this is a year of career expansion for
us. Yes.
And I don't know exactly what it means. I mean, there's an obvious, like our podcast is already an expansion.
Right.
And that hopefully, you know, will continue to flourish.
Yes.
I want us to just expand beyond the walls that we have put up for ourselves in the past.
Yes.
Metaphorically.
Yes. I feel like expand encompasses brave in a way.
Well, it does.
It's like subsumes it and takes it over and gets even bigger.
Uh-huh. That's true.
I'm a huge fan of expand.
So
I love it.
That's good. You picked relentlessly entertaining. So does that mean I win this one?
You fully win. Okay. Oh, my God. Yes. I love it.
Now, I also have to. Sarah, you know I love reality TV. I have to admit that I might have been also inspired for this word unconsciously, I realize, in retrospect, by Ryan from Million Dollar Listing New York, because his motto is expand all ways and all ways.
Oh.
Which is a pretty genius motto.
That is a genius motto. And I like that you saved that this is a reality show reference until after we picked.
Because you probably wouldn't have liked it as much if I said, well, Ryan on Million Dollar Listing says this. I didn't think about that until after the fact. Like, I thought, expand. And then then it came to me, expand always and always.
I love
that. It's a great
too.
Motto.
Yeah.
So now the next question is, we've written relentlessly entertaining on our board.
Right.
Or actually on a sign. Above our board.
Above it, yeah.
But how else can we keep this idea of expand in the forefront of our minds?
Well, this involves Mary a little bit, but I think Mary, our assistant, for those who don't know, I think maybe we need to find like a really cool picture either of the word expand or that represents expansion.
Mm.
I don't know, a universe exploding, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're both Framebridge fans.
Yeah.
We could like send it off to Framebridge. Like we could formalize it. Like
I love that.
Really make it a thing.
And hang it up in our office.
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah.
Okay. We're doing that. Another thing I was thinking, this was a tip from one of our actual happier listeners on the show I co-host with my sister, Gretchen Rubin, which is that we could look on Etsy for jewelry, not too expensive, obviously, that you can have the word engraved on. So we could sort of get like a silver bangle and have expand engraved on it.
Yes.
We could get matching
bracelets. Bangles.
I don't know. We could go there.
18 years later, we get matching bangles.
But anyway, maybe we'll also have Mary just look around on Etsy and see if there's something that
reasonable.
Makes sense.
Yes.
You know.
And pretty.
And it doesn't have to match. It doesn't.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Expand it is.
Expand this year. And Sarah, by the way, you know I have a sixth sense.
You do.
I don't know if we've talked about that on the show, but I do have a sixth sense.
Absolutely.
And my sixth sense is just telling me so strongly that we're going to have the best year of our career. It's such a strong feeling that I've literally been going around asking everyone I see, like, do you have a feeling like you're going to have the best year? Because it's so powerful. It's like, I feel like other people must be feeling the same thing. So, you know, be happy.
I'm going to ride the wave of that sixth sense 100%.
It's going to be a great year.
Wonderful. All right. So we know many of you have picked words of the year. What are they? We want to know. So email us at happierinhollywood@gmail.com or post a picture of your word on Instagram if you go out there and get it framed like we're going to. Hashtag happierinhollywood.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, Sarah, it's time for our Take a Hike segment in which we discuss mental, physical, or spiritual health. And today we're going with physical health, although it's kind of mental too.
Oh, for sure.
We're talking about you and your sugar-free life. So
yes.
As probably most of our listeners know, your New Year's resolution is to be sugar-free for a year. And to kick it off, you're doing Diane Sanfilippo's 21-day sugar detox.
Well, so I'm looking at the book. I brought it into the studio. And just reading straight from the book, it says it's a 3-week real food-based program that helps you bust sugar and carb cravings naturally. Diane wrote Practical Paleo, and obviously she has this book, The 21-Day Sugar Detox. She's just, I love her books.
And by the way, she's going to be on the podcast coming up.
So yes.
We'll be able to ask her all sorts of questions.
Yes, I'm very excited. Very excited.
So, Sarah, it seems kind of redundant to me because you're already not eating sugar. Isn't that the sugar detox? I mean, I'm confused.
Well, I wanted to do like a more intense 3 weeks to like quickly bust the cravings.
Mm. So there's levels of not eating sugar.
Right. Like a lot of people eat honey. A lot of people eat agave, different, you know, variations of what is essentially sugar. I'm not having any of it. So I just wanted to go super hardcore for 3 weeks.
Okay.
So that then if I'm like having some grapes, it's exciting.
Okay. So in 3 weeks, when you sort of lighten up a little bit, eat more fruit, you'll feel like, oh, now I'm indulging.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And so how's it going? I mean, I've been privy to some of it.
Oh, it's so great, Liz. I'm having the best time and it's super easy. Not. I mean, after the holidays, you know, I had my like sugar days.
Yeah.
It's been difficult.
Mm.
Yesterday, as you know, I had a bit of a meltdown.
Yeah. Well, in your defense, though, you ordered two different lunches that both had unexpected sugar in them, which you then had to throw away. And then you ate beef jerky for lunch.
Yes, which was like I was so hungry and so like I was so excited for lunch.
Yeah.
And then just like it was gone. It just was not available to me anymore. That was a huge drag because I felt like I was having safe food.
Yeah.
So the surprise of it was like a kick in the gut. And then I was just hungry and crabby.
And is that the hardest part? Like being surprised by sugar?
Yes. Because it's everywhere.
Yeah.
And like the salad that I got said that it had roasted pecans or something, but instead they were candied.
Mm.
And so you're like eating it.
Difference.
And then it's like, oh my God, I'm just like, I feel sugar rolling this piece of nut around on my tongue and it's not good. So in the long run, I still think it's going to be a great thing, but this first little bit of time is challenging.
Well, I have two things. One, I really admire you because I think in terms of health, you're really leaning into things that are hard and even painful. And like, I don't have that instinct. So as someone who just can't even imagine leaning into that discomfort, I really admire what you're doing. And I think you should stick with it.
Thank you.
As I know you will, because when you say you're going to do it, you'll do it, which is part of why you're so angry is because I think you feel
right.
Like there's no exit.
Yes, that's so true.
And secondly, I would love to hear you tell our listeners, because so many people, as we know from our Facebook group and from emails and voice memos, have joined you in this year of
yes,
no sugar.
It's amazing.
What can you tell people to keep them going when they have, because I'm sure everyone out there is having days like you're having, and they're probably thinking about quitting. What do you want to say to them, if anything? Inspirational.
Oh, God. I mean, it passes, I guess. That's the big thing. It passes, and we go through the really hard times to get to the better times faster.
It reminds me of what Gretchen and I often talk about on Happier, which is do something for your future self.
Yes.
It's like, do it not for the person who's having a shitty lunch today, but for your future self, who's going to have great skin and less inflammation and not be addicted to sugar in 2 months.
Yes, exactly. I know that there is a time when I will feel amazing.
Yeah.
And when this kind of thing won't bother me.
Yes.
So we just have to muscle through. Put our heads down and muscle through.
Yeah.
And it does help that we have such a great group on the Facebook group. I mean, there are so many people in this with me.
Yes.
And so many people that I'm in this with.
Yes. And everyone is counting on you. So
oh, great.
No pressure.
Okay. Next up, this week's Hollywood hack. But first, an ad break.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, Sarah, it's time for this week's Hollywood hack, which is aluminum straws.
Yay! I'm a huge fan of aluminum straws. So for people who don't know, starting in July, Seattle is enacting a ban on businesses giving out plastic straws and plastic utensils. And even before the ban, there's been a push in Seattle to stop using plastic straws. That push alone is estimated to save 1 million plastic straws a month from being in circulation. So this whole aluminum straw thing, I mean, it could have a huge impact on the environment if people start to use aluminum straws.
Yes. And I will say that my sister-in-law, Michelle, gave me aluminum straws, I think 2 Christmases ago. And I've had them on my desk at home and been like, I should really start putting these to use. And I haven't. So, but you use aluminum straws.
Yes.
So tell me about them, how you clean them and like, you know, because Jack uses a lot of straws. So
right.
He is a kid who loves a straw.
Uh-huh.
So we in our house, I'm ashamed to say, do use plastic straws.
Well, they're really easy to use. It's a little bit of an adjustment because you're so used to the plastic straw and the way it feels in your mouth.
Uh-huh.
So like if you're having a smoothie with an aluminum straw, you're like, ooh, this is like hard and cold. But you adjust very quickly.
Okay.
And Violet's totally adjusted to aluminum straws. I have 3 of them at home. Mm-hmm. I keep them just like in the front of a drawer, so they're really easy to access. And you don't need more than that.
Right.
You know,
right.
You just wash them and put them back in the drawer. And they're not that bad to wash. You just rinse them with water right after you use them so nothing gets kind of hard and stuck in there. We use a little pipe cleanery thing in ours, but they're dishwasher safe. You can just put them in the dishwasher.
And I'm guessing that it's not just better for the environment. It's probably healthier, too, given all this, you know, stuff about not drinking out of plastic.
Yes, all the chemicals in plastic.
You know.
Yeah.
So aluminum straws, I'm going to put mine into circulation. I'll let you know how it goes.
Yay. All right, Liz, before we say goodbye, it's time for this week's celebrity sighting. And this is a Mary sighting. You're going to be very jealous of this sighting, Liz.
Yes.
Okay, so here's Mary.
Hey.
Hi, Mary.
So, yeah, I'm a huge fan of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Thank God I finally have someone to talk to about it.
I've seen every season. And my favorite housewife of all time is Yolanda. So I was having lunch in Beverly Hills maybe like 3 weeks ago at Il Pistaio. And I saw Mohamed Hadid, and obviously I recognized him. And
everyone may not know who he is.
Yes,
I do.
I'm clueless.
That's Yolanda's ex-husband.
Okay.
Father of Bella and Gigi Hadid, the huge
like
supermodels.
Models, yeah.
Yes.
And he's like a billionaire real estate guy. And
he's on the show a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Or not a lot, but you know.
Yeah,
oh, he has some
legal,
big legal thing going on in Beverly Hills, right? With some mansion on a cliff or something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. I've read about that.
Yeah. And I saw, you know, I saw his Bentley. And,
oh, my.
he was wearing a suit. So I don't know if he was working or if he just wears a suit every day.
So then, though, there's a second half of the story,
yeah,
which is amazing.
So TMZ had that photo of him, but they had a photo of him with Justin Bieber. So apparently he met with Justin Bieber just moments after I saw him.
Oh,
so I got,
no.
I missed out on all that, and I was really bummed about that.
You know, I don't know, you probably don't know this yet, but I am a huge, insane Justin Bieber fan.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm revealing that for the first time here. So as much as I would have loved to see Muhammad, I would have, like, died if I
yeah.
saw Justin Bieber.
Yeah, and I've actually seen his G-Wagon. I used to work in Beverly Hills, so people would know when it was Justin's G-Wagon.
Ah.
What's a G-Wagon?
It's that Mercedes kind of block car.
Oh. I'm totally out of it, apparently.
Because apparently he has a lime green one.
So it stands out.
Yeah. That doesn't sound nice.
Yeah.
Well, Mary, we will be discussing the season of The Housewives
Definitely.
In detail. We have to have a long talk about Dorit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's it for this episode of Happier in Hollywood. Email us or send a voice memo to happierinhollywood@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please subscribe if you haven't already. And if you like the podcast, give us a review in Apple Podcasts. It really helps new listeners find us.
And thanks to Mary for coming in with her exciting celebrity sighting. And thanks to our producer, Jennifer Lai. Also, thanks to Kristen Meinzer and Andy Bowers of Panoply. Thank you to Gretchen Rubin. Happier in Hollywood is part of the Onward Project.
Get in touch. I'm on Instagram at Liz Craft, and Sarah is at S. Fain. As we've mentioned, we also have a Facebook group. Search for Happier in Hollywood on Facebook to join the conversation. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at Elizabeth Craft, and Sarah is at Sarah M. Fain.
Until next week, I'm Sarah Fain.
And I'm Liz Craft. Thanks for joining us. It's a fun job.
And we enjoy it. All right, Liz, now we know where you need to go if you want to see Justin Bieber.
Well, you know, he goes to a Japanese restaurant in Encino. He and Selena have been spotted there, so.
So you'll be there every
night?
I need
to go there because, you know, he's in the valley. He's around.
He's your guy.